It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome everybody. Hope you're having an amazing day, amazing life, actually. Can you imagine a world where all bring in only wholehearted support for one another? A world where we actually value truth and justice and compassion? A world where everyone takes full responsibilities for their actions and supports each other to grow and accomplish their greatest dreams? Well, you know, it can exist when we start to value and have compassion for ourselves and others, when we place harmony above conflict, where we seek peace over righteousness, where we make personal evolution the forefront of our lives. I want to welcome you to Voices of Courage. If you haven't heard this show before, stay tuned. Our topic today is called The Courage to Change the Conversation. Think about this right now. You know, the media is polarized on who's right and who's wrong. The conversations are not about what is right, but who's right. So I'm asking, right, and I want you to ask, you know, why do we listen to so many opinions on so many subjects? Why are we willing to fill our minds with a lot of information that really doesn't apply to most of us in our lives? You know, each day in media, and I'm on media, but I want to say that I listen to shows like this that help inspire me and take me to a new level. Because each day in media, you know, we're the headlines, you know, now Russia's our greatest threat. No, wait, China's our greatest enemy. Trump's locking down the immigration children. Obama's locked up more. Okay, I'm not putting that down. I know we need to talk about it, but it's all over everywhere. This is our conversations, right? You know, we hear conversations about some corporate executive has stolen some client's money, or people's homes they're losing it to floods and tornadoes and hurricanes and earthquakes, and someone just got killed by a gang member. You know, all of this stuff is information, and it's interesting to tune into that for a moment. But I know that a lot of people in this country are listening to that day in and day out. And I think we need an alternative voice. I think we need the courage to change the conversation. You know, a friend of mine, Azeem Kamisa, his son made the news. He made the news because a gang member who was 14 years old killed his son, right? But, you know, Azeem did something a little different than most people. He decided to reach out to the gang member's father. It's actually his grandfather, Plex. And they decided to do something about what's going on with the killing out there, right? So Azeem decided to forgive the fellow that killed his grandson. He forgave him. Not only did he forgive him, he founded a nonprofit called the Azeem Kamisa Foundation. I think I got that right. Maybe I'm not. But that foundation now is helping thousands of kids understand about bullying. And get this. This year, I believe it is, the fellow that shot his kid is coming out of prison after 20-plus years. And Azeem is bringing him into the foundation to go out with him and the grandfather Plex. And they're talking to children around the world about how they can stop the bullying and stop the gangs. Okay, so listen, here's my point. My point is this, right? There's a lot of information that we're getting day in and day out, but we don't need more information. We need more wisdom and we need more action. And if we're not if we're not taking action, then what's the point? You know, this world is very perplexing at times. It's a place where we all get caught up in dramas, in emotions, in fears, in wondering what's going to happen to our lives next, right? It happens to everybody. It doesn't, it's not one, you know, it's not there just for a few. But what I find is that if you have the courage to really change the conversation in your life, then what happens is your life starts to get better and better. You know, I was thinking about Donald Trump and Obama and Hillary and Anderson Cooper and Sean Hannity and, you know, a lot of the influencers in our world, right? But, you know, none of them have the ability to change your life. None of them. The only one that can change your life is you, right? Oh, my goodness. I was thinking another story. A friend of mine, Bobby DePorter, she teamed up with a guy by the name of Stedman Graham. People, you might know Stedman. He's Oprah's guy. So they started an organization called CAYS, C-A-Y-S, Community Awareness for Youth Support. And their mission is to have every child in the Oceanside School District in San Diego go to college. So again, this is a courageous act. They've been working at this for several years now. They've got the superintendent of schools on their side. They've got the community on their side. But, you know, there's always resistance to change, isn't there? And it takes a lot of momentum for us to change. Because change comes when we change our attitudes, when we change our thinking. If we can't change our thinking, then nothing's going to change, right? I think of our country. You know, we're one of the greatest contributors to giving food and money to the poor around the world. You know, and this is important. But we fall short because just giving money keeps people enslaved, dependent. You know, it's better to help remedy the situation by self-help, by offering coaching, by offering education, to free that person from poverty thinking. You know, the people in our prisons, they actually painted the prison cells in their own mind with their own limitations before those cells started to show up in their outer world, because it's all an inner game. There's nothing happening outside of us, although it seems that way. But I want to say this. There is a solution to everything that we're going through, right? Our country's a great contributor, but we need to engage our elders and those who have developed wisdom. And those elders need to depart that wisdom to children, to our school systems, to others to help lift them up, to help raise them up. I started a foundation a while back. It's called Stars of Courage. And you can find it at starsofcourage.org. And that foundation is there to bring life coaches to people in need. So we can, somebody that's living in poverty can come into the organization. We'll coach them up to 3 years or until they reach 300% of the federal guidelines for poverty. It's about making a difference. So why am I even talking about this today? Because I know there's listeners out there that are ready to step up, that are tired of just getting more information, that are tired of hearing the same conversation day in and day out about the next drama, the next storm that's hit the nation. And instead of just listening to it, they want to make a difference. They want to step into their own power. They want to become all they were meant to be. They want to change the conversations in their own mind. So what has to happen for you to do that? Well, first of all, you have to, in my opinion, you have to tune into what you're passionate about. You know, what is it? I mean, if you're listening to the news and something moves you, stop right there. and start to, you know, we've got the greatest information at our fingertips with Google, right, with the search engines, with Bing. Stop. Do the research. Go find out what the organization or what that person that you just heard is struggling needs. You can do this instantly. But you know what happens for so many is that we live these fast-paced lives. Well, I can't. I don't have time now. I got to go on to the next meeting. I got to go on to the next TV channel. I got to go on to the next crisis in my life. So we tend not to stop and slow down and tune in and get clear with what it is we want. All I'm doing here is trying to encourage you today to take a peek at a way of looking at your mind, looking at your what's possible for you and what's possible for our world in a little different way. You know, it's when we change ourselves, we change others around us. It's that simple. When we change ourselves, we empower others around us. I remember there was a time in my life I was estranged from my children, and I started to pray about it, meditate about it. And what came back to me is I needed to change. It wasn't them that needed to change. It was me. So I did the appropriate changes. But here's the cool thing. As soon as I changed, they changed. It was almost that simple. So I want to encourage you to first step is, you know, decide on who you'd like to help or where you'd like to improve. You know, maybe for you right now, it's maybe it's less TV, maybe it's more reading, maybe it's less eating, more exercise, less spending, more saving, less being right, more accepting, less fear, more faith. You know, you get to choose. Whatever that is, you get to choose what's best for you. If you do that, I can almost guarantee that life will get better and better. In this next segment coming up, you're going to always stay tuned because I'm going to be talking about why it's so difficult to be ourselves and transform our lives. Wouldn't you like the keys to understanding what that is? And I'm going to go into a little depth around that. So if you're in a place right now, you're riding in your car and you're going, wow, you know what? I'd like to know how to change my life and get it better and better. Then what I want you to do is just stay tuned. And I'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and break through obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage, and today we're talking about the courage to change the conversation. I'm Ken D. Foster, I'm your host. You know, in today's society, the Me Too movement is not just touching Hollywood or corporate America, it's empowering women entrepreneurs, and there is a group of entrepreneurial women who meet in the San Diego area and on the internet. It's called Women's Wisdom, Women Empowering Women in Friendship and Business. They've been doing this for about 25 years, I'm told. And you can find them at womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. Just love it when we connect with entrepreneurs who are really making a difference in the world. So why is it we don't make a difference in the world? Well, I'll tell you what. It's sometimes difficult to be, quote, ourselves. What is ourself? Well, in my understanding, we're really something more than the body. We're something more than the thoughts we have. There's something more to us, right? There's this soul, this spirit, this passion that lives in all of us, okay? So if we're not connected to that, how the heck can we be ourselves? If we're worried about what other people think or what we think about ourselves, if we're worried about what we can't do, if we're focused on what's wrong, if we're focused on what's critical about our lives or lives of others, how do we connect with that thing that's larger than ourselves? I'd like to define what freedom means, because I think if you want to really connect deeply with yourself, you got to think about what freedom is, right? So freedom, for me, freedom is having freedom from worries, whether it be worries about finances or relationships or our children. Freedom is also having the freedom to be able to use the mind to focus, to be able to think of something positive, to take corrective actions, right? And not be limited by subconscious beliefs or limitations that we've placed on ourselves. Freedom also means for me to be able to dream in ways that I've never dreamed before. How about you? Freedom to maybe live where we want, or freedom to experience something deeper inside of you. Freedom to change the conditions of your life, freedom to realize your full potential. So when I think of freedom, it's something a lot greater than just being free, let's say, as a nation or as a country, right? Or not being incarcerated. There's something higher than that, okay? So if we start to tune in with our own freedom and where we want to go with that, and start to ask questions like, what has to happen for me to be free? I think what happens is life starts to change. As I was saying in the first segment, and a lot of you know this, but some of you are just really waking up to this, that it's an inside job. You know, how we use this mind on the inside will determine everything on the outside. As within, so without. So why is that even important to know that? Well, if you have thoughts consistently that are taking you into negative emotions, such as anger or fear or resentment or sadness, I would submit that you're probably not as productive as you could be. I think that there's a part of us that are using the lower mind to create what we want. And I think that if you understand that there's two minds, there's a lower mind, the ego mind, and there's the what I call the wise self, or the mind of infinite intelligence. So how do we tune into that, right? And why? Well, how is pretty simple. We have to still our minds to tune into something higher than ourselves. You know, Einstein said once, "All I want to know are the thoughts of God. The rest are details." I have this Parmagram by Paramahansa Yogananda. I read it this morning. It was on accomplishment. It says, "Efficiency that leads to success is developed through concentration and meditation. The unlimited creative principle within you is the source of all art and wisdom. When you want to create something important, sit quietly and meditate deeply upon it. You will be guided by the creative spirit, but you should also exercise determination in accomplishing your objective. Awaken initiative, which is the creative faculty within you, a spark of the divine creator." So what is an initiative? That's an interesting piece, isn't it? Because it's a piece that ties into the principles of being ourselves. I once ran into a fella, a friend of mine, his name is Nick, and I was telling him, you know, things aren't going the way I wanted them to go for me. And he said, "Well, why don't you ask, why don't you pray, why don't you meditate on increasing your initiative threefold?" Threefold. That's it. I thought, my mind went, well, why not tenfold? Why not a hundredfold? But I thought, I'll just follow his direction. So I did. I asked for that. I asked to increase my initiative by threefold. What happened for me was profound. Within 30 days, I had a new program completely done. It was called Soul and Money. And it's a program, by the way, you can get on the internet, Soul N, like now, Soul N Money, MONEY.com. So that program was completed. And we're talking about 9 audio files. We're talking about a workbook. We're talking about all the graphics. All that was done just by tuning in and increasing this initiative. I think we can all do it, but it's up to you. Is that something that you want? Do you want more initiative in your life? A lot of us don't even think about that. But if you think about it, I know this. You'll start to open up in ways that you've never thought possible. Our mind is the source of our liberation or freedom. And it is also the source of our bondage. So what is it that you can do today to be able to take off just one limitation in your life? Think about one thing right now that you feel limited in. Maybe it's in your relationship. Maybe there's something going on there and you feel like, wow, you feel like yourself, you feel yourself pulling away, or you feel yourself being distant in that area. Maybe it's a business relationship or personal relationship, but where you're feeling a sense of distance, a separation. And you probably didn't start out that way. You probably started out as, you know, somebody you really wanted to be in that relationship with, or a real friend with that person, or you really wanted to see the best in them. But right now you can't see the best in them. You're only seeing the critical side of them. So think about that for a minute. And if you were able to break that limitation and then plus that with some initiative, what would that look like? In other words, maybe you just say, all right, I'm going to let go of looking at them in this light. I'm going to see only the good, only the joy, only the happiness. I'm going to look for their strengths, their qualities. I'm going to really tune into that this week. And I'm going to use my initiative to maybe take them to lunch or make this thing right with them, right? So it's all an inside job. We can do this time and time and time again if we tune in to that initiative. So don't let your mind, the lower mind, guide your life. There's something in all of us that's waiting to be released into your world and unleashed into your life. It's something called wisdom, power, initiative. It's all there for you. All you have to do is tune into it. So coming up next in our show, we're going to talk about what are the keys to having a stress-free life in spite of moving and changing your initiative and changing what you do. How can you live stress-free? I'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm a host with Voices of Courage. Today, we were talking about changing the conversations in our life. Right? Having a little courage to change those conversations is a good thing. This segment, I want to talk about stress. We all live in a world, a high stress world, right? You know, you look around, you know, things are moving 90 miles an hour for most of us, right? There's, you go from one thing to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing that creates stress in your life. If somebody says something to you you don't like, and boy, all of a sudden you're feeling upset or angry or stressed out, right? Some people are dealing with stress in a very effective ways, and other people are taking it on and they don't know what to do, right? There are some examples that I have that I'd like to give you to help you know whether or not you're really handling stress well. So first thing I'd ask you is, do you feel like you have balance in your life? Do you feel like you have the right foods in your life? Are you eating properly? Are you overeating? Do you feel like you are self-medicating in some way? Do you feel like you are in a place where you can't handle things anymore, right? So those are all signs that you're living in stress and you're not necessarily dealing with it in an effective way. But how do we get out of stress permanently? It's a question I asked myself several times before I actually was able to do that. Doesn't mean that we don't, and for myself, I want to say this. I lived a very stressed out life for many, many years. And stressed out because I didn't realize that I was in control of deciding how much stress I was going to take on my life and what caused me stress, right? At one point in my life, I would lose a pencil and that would cause stress in my life. Okay, I'm just going to be facetious here, but the truth is when I would lose something, I would feel a sense of anger or anxiety or a sense of stress. When somebody would ask me to do something, my boss or my wife or my children, I would all immediately feel a sense of stress. When I set out to accomplish something, I would feel a sense of stress. And I asked myself, well, why am I choosing to do that time and time again? And what I found out is I didn't really want stress. None of us do. What do we want? We want to feel a sense of joy, a sense of happiness in our life. You know, people want certain things in life. Why? Because when they receive the object they desire, then they think it's going to reduce their stress or bring them happiness. And, you know, it does temporarily, okay? But we tire of things, and one of the things that I tired of was being stressed out. So I don't know about you, but I was, like, just tired of that. So I figured, you know, what is causing this stress? Is it me? Do I have to change the way I look at things? Or is it something outside of myself that needs to change? Maybe I need to change my job. Maybe I need to change my car, my relationships. And I went, well, you know what? If I do all that, that's probably going to stress me out more. So maybe I need to change, right? And maybe you need to change. So I think people don't get personal happiness unless they're willing to do the inner work. So, you know, if you could see that everything outside of you is really a state of your consciousness. Everything is a state of your own consciousness. So if you know, let's say you go to the grocery store and you are in line and the cashier asks you, how's your day? And you start complaining about your day, I can almost guarantee, depending on the cashier, of course, but they will probably reflect back that to you, you know, in either one or two ways. They'll either give you some compassion, say, oh, I'm so sorry that you're going through that, or they'll commiserate with you with one of their stories, in which case you will believe that everybody is kind of like you. They're all stressed out, right? So maybe you don't have to go through life that way. Maybe you can change it right now today. And I believe what we need to change is that we need to stop thinking the way we think, and we have to tap into something greater than ourselves. So what's possible for you today if you were to let go of your stress permanently? What would that be like? And another question I have is, why is it important for you to do that? And third question I would have is, what are three steps you could take today to be able to really let go and live a stress-free life? Now, for some of you, you know, it may be getting some counseling. It may be getting some coaching. For others, it may be getting some information on how to live a stress-free life. Some of you just need to let go and let go of the thoughts from the past, the resentments, the harms, the hurts, the pain, the suffering, whatever went on in the past, right? That creates stress in the moment because we think the past is going to recreate itself, and it will if we don't let it go, right? There is a book that I'd like to offer you if you'd like to live a stress-free life. It's called Release, Renew, Evolve. Release, Renew, Evolve. And it's on my website at kendfoster.com, kendfoster.com. You can get that book, and It'll help you have less stress in your life. I want to also say this. I've worked with thousands of business owners and entrepreneurs over the years, and I found that those are the most successful ones apply certain principles time and time again. And most likely you might know some of these precepts, but today I want to hold in my heart the possibilities that you not only hear what I'm saying, but you actually apply it in your life, right? So if you can let go of that stress and create a stress-free habits in your life, then your life's going to be different. But how do we do that? Well, I think here's the things I'd like to give you. First of all, I think I want to remind you that you are a child of the Most High, right? You weren't created here to grumble around and be crushed by your problems. You're heir to the kingdom, right? You are made in the image of your creator, and you have within you the power to overcome any obstacle and reach your dreams. No matter where you have come from, huge things can happen for you. The only thing that can stop you from generating your dreams, though, is the limiting judgmental thoughts. Those thoughts of, I'm not enough, I don't have enough, it's not the right time, don't you know my circumstances, I don't have enough money, time, energy, effort. Whatever those thoughts are that are limiting you, if you stop focusing on them and start focusing on what resides within you, that power, that courage, that fortitude that's in all of us, then guess what? You're going to start experiencing that on the outside. Remember I said, as within, so without, right? It's a good reminder, right? So first of all, I want you to remember who you are. Second of all, I want you to be determined to expand your consciousness. And if you'll do that, what's going to happen for you is that you're going to get bigger and bigger than you've ever dreamed. Your visions are going to get bigger. Your life's going to get bigger. And you're going to be able to change in ways that you've never been able to change. Okay, coming up next, we're going to talk about failing forward and generating lasting success. This is Ken D. Foster. I'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free conversation confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage. Today we're talking about the courage to change your conversations. And I think one of the ways that we change that conversation within ourselves is we think of failures in a different light. Fear and failure go hand in hand, don't they? Sometimes we're afraid that we're going to fail, and so we do. And sometimes we fail, and we feel like we fear that it's going to continue on the way it is. I had a fellow I worked with for a while. His name is Alan Robinson. Alan was a stuntman in Hollywood. He is a devil for Tom Hanks in several of his top films. And Alan and I got to talk about failure and fear and moving forward. And Alan told me this story. He said, you know, Ken, when I set up a stunt, he says, for instance, I'm in a hot air balloon and I jump out and with the bungee cord attached. And then all of a sudden the bungee cord catches, it starts going up, and then I cut the bungee cord and I free fall. Now I'm free falling from 3,000 feet straight heading to the earth. And all of a sudden, he says, I'm feeling that fear in me. And he says he knows the next step. He has to pull the ripcord and the parachute opens, right? And the parachute comes down and he's hoping that the wing is right. And then he lands on the ground. He hopes he's not going to break his leg, right? So each step of the way, he said, I have fear. I have fear of breaking my leg. I have fear the parachute won't open. I have fear the bungee cord won't act properly. I fear that the hot air balloon that I went up in to jump out of, it's going to be okay. It's not going to burst in flames and come tumbling to ground with me in it, he said. He said, but here's how I use fear. He says, every step of the way, I use fear to empower me. He says, I ask, what is the fear? And then he says, what has to happen to mitigate that fear in every step of the way? And I thought, that is powerful. That's powerful. So imagine right now you've failed in the past, right? And you're afraid, maybe you're stuck. You're like, oh God, I don't want this to happen to me again. But instead of letting the fear take over your life, you say to yourself, wow, I'm gonna use fear, and I'm gonna look at what are the things that I'm really fearing, and I'm gonna mitigate those so that I can take my life or my business to the next level. This type of thinking will change how things happen in your life. So many times we're paralyzed with our fears. They actually stop us. You know, they stop us from having the right business. We fear cuts off courage. It's just that simple. We lose our courage. But if you're fearful of anything, just think of one thing that you're a little afraid of right now. If you had the courage to overcome that, what would that be for you? Right? What is it inside of you that would need to shift to go, okay, you know what, I've got some courage. I can develop that. What are three steps I could take today to overcome whatever this challenge is in my life? Right? Maybe you're watching too much TV, like we talked about in the early segment, right? There's too much information coming in, but you're afraid that you're going to miss something. You're afraid that you won't be in tuned. If you were courageous, what would you do? Right? Maybe turn it off for a week, a month. You know, you're afraid that you're not going to make the right amount of money. Okay? Wow. Well, okay, that's a fear. Great. So write out why that's fearful to you. And then ask yourself, well, what is it that I could do if I was courageous so that I can take steps to master that, to overcome that? So what am I really talking about here? I'm talking about introspection. I'm talking about going within yourself and starting to ask some new questions. Because introspection is the key to living a happy and fulfilling life. It will actually open the doors to unending success. It'll build confidence and establish you in a way that you'll overcome every single weakness in your life. So every day in my life, I sit down and I ask, what's working, what's not working, and what do I need to improve upon today? What's working, what's not working, what do I need to improve upon today? Three simple questions that anybody can ask to go within themselves and start really tuning in. I wrote a book around that at one point. It's called Ask and You Will Succeed. Ask and You Will Succeed has 1,001 extraordinary questions to create a life-changing results. That book you can get on Amazon, Ask and You Will Succeed. And why did I do that? Why don't I write a book with 1,000 questions in 35 different categories in life? I wrote it because I understand the power of introspection. When we ask powerful questions, we get powerful results. It's just that simple. So it's a way to break old habits by looking again at what's working and what's not working and making adjustments daily. You can't change anything you can't acknowledge. If you're not acknowledging what's not working, it's not going to happen. Nothing new is going to happen for you. And I want to say this. Most of the people out there that are really suffering, their lives are really not working. At one place in their life or in their consciousness, they're just unconscious of how they're creating that in their life. They're just not looking at what it is that they need to shift. Sometimes they need to shift their integrity. Sometimes they need to stop telling themselves everything's okay. Sometimes they need to be less optimistic, right? I run into people that are way over-optimistic. And of course, you know, opposites attract a lot of times. An over-optimistic person might attract in a very pessimistic person in their life. They're both polarized. Neither one of them are seeing reality clearly. But introspection will help you to see your blind spots, to help you become conscious of the unconscious parts of your life. So it's only when you reflect daily, though, on you know, how you're saying your words, your thoughts, your actions, that positive change will really take place. It's with that daily introspection that's going to be able to help you to remove the undesirable influences in your environment or people in your life or things that you're doing in your life, the bad habits, the bad tendencies that tend to create misery and suffering. How cool is that? Okay. So our failures actually are, I believe, the most powerful place, most powerful positive place we can be to really introspect. It's kind of like Wayne Dyer, one of my heroes. I love Wayne. Met him years ago in a Unity church here in San Diego. And Wayne told me, he said, you know, Ken, when we put pressure on an orange, what comes out? And I said, this is orange juice, right? I said, yeah, orange juice, right? He says, what we put pressure on our lives, what comes out of us? And that's what we want to really look at. What is coming out when pressure is put on us, when we fail? Because when we can look at that, we can actually fail forward. We can actually look at what's not working, what has to change, where we need to change, where our lifestyle needs to change, where our relationship needs to change, or our work needs to change, or our spiritual path needs to change. You know, by analyzing our life, by analyzing our emotions and our thoughts, you get to penetrate into the heart of your dreams, of what's really working for you. You're going to know through this introspection process, if you do it every single week or in every single day, right? You're going to know how to improve yourself naturally and how to tune in to much higher realms of consciousness, right? Isn't that cool? Wouldn't you like to do that every single day? I can say this. Everything in my life has changed as a result of introspection, of looking at it. You know, none of us like to do the discipline, to do the work. It doesn't feel good. But if you commit to it every day, your life gets better and better and better. So, coming up next, we're going to talk about what it is that needs to shift in you so that your life is on fire. I'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back. This is Ken D. Foster, and we are talking about conversations that change our thinking, change our life. You know, do you have the courage to change the conversation in your life? I hope you said yes. Our show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, women empowering women in friendship and business. If you've ever walked into a room where you felt energy and alive and felt that there's all these connections going on, and you see smiles on people's faces, and you see people that are just sincere and caring and compassionate and really want to see you succeed, that's the environment that's at Women's Wisdom. So you may want to check that out, womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. We're talking about failing forward in our last segment. And, you know, failure is not negative. It's merely a signpost that we need to take a different direction. You know, there's been many times in my life that I've lost jobs, lost relationships, tried something new in business and failed. But you know what? So what? You know, failure is what it is, right? It's there to teach us how to grow, how to be all we can be, and how to take our lives to a completely new level. That is, if we are strengthened by our failures, right? So I know today that anyone listening here has what it takes inside of them to start over again, no matter what's happening. And that's my message today. You really want to think about what has to happen for you to start over, because the opposite is not good. I mean, imagine that you've decided that there's no way out of your current life situation, that you're going to keep earning the amount of money that you're earning. You're going to keep, you know, just a little over broke. You're going to continue to have the same relationships, the same dreams. You're going to be able to, you're not going to be able to maybe travel where you want or connect with people you want, or you're going to stay lonely. You're going to be in a family life that's not going to improve. Your weight's going to be the same forever. You know, that is stinking thinking is not going to get you out of the mess, out of any mess that you're in, right? We have to change our thinking for our lives to change. And we have to ask better questions. What has to happen for me to get what I really want out of life? That's a great question. If you ask that question over and over again, I can almost guarantee you're going to have an epiphany. You're going to decide that something good is going to come into your life. I'll tell you a story. I was in Hawaii with my little granddaughter, Ella. And I said to Ella, you want to walk and take a little walk on the beach? And she said, sure. I said, well, will you say, let's just ask this question, is what I told her. I said, let's ask this question. How can it get better than this, right? So I got this question from a guy by the name of Gary Douglas, who does something called Access Consciousness. And so I said, Ella, and she's about 10 at the time, let's just try this asking. And as a result of asking that question, it was a magical journey. First, we came across a woman who is a Hawaiian lady who's, you look in her eyes, it's just this profound wisdom, and she's just there talking to Ella about the Hawaiian traditions, and yeah, it was great for her, and she'd never talked to anybody like that. Then we asked again, well, how can I get better than this? And we walked over a little bridge, and there were these beautiful eels all in this lake right next to us. It's right on the ocean. And all these eels, and we walked a little further, and she found this little place where she could just sit in the sand and feel the waves upon her, wash upon her. And we found another place that there was this hammock overlooking between two palm trees, and she got in it, and the waves were breaking underneath her. And she's just looking at me and saying, Grandpa, is this how life should be? I mean, it's magical. I said, well, Ella, you're asking the question, how can it get better than this? And the universe, the energy that you're creating, you know, is answering you time and time again. But how many of us don't go through life asking, how can it be better than this? We're asking, what's wrong with this? You know, we're waiting for the other shoe to drop, that something bad's going to happen. Our life's going to collapse, right? That kind of stinking thinking will stop you in your tracks. So, you know, if you decide today to just stop it, you know, just stop thinking in negative terms and start thinking in possibility terms, what happens is life gets better and better. It's amazing how powerful our minds are. Our minds are so much more powerful than we give credit to. But if you stop thinking in limited terms, and like I said, start thinking in possibility terms, what's going to happen for you? I believe that your greatest dreams will start to become possibilities for you. In fact, things that you've never seen will start to show up for you. You'll be able to start to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Why do I know that? You know, somebody asked me the other day, I was coaching them and I was telling them, you know, it's going to get better and better for you. And why? He asked me, why do you know that? I said, because in this case, this client had made a decision to make the changes that were necessary. And he said, I said to him, because you've made the decisions to make the changes, and I have 23 years experience in watching people just like you make those profound shifts in their life, connect to their passion, take appropriate actions, and everything gets better. You know, I believe that God didn't take you this far to drop you on your head. That the only one that can drop you or create misery and suffering and pain in your life is yourself, even though it looks like it's coming from outside of you. It's all an inside job. So this fellow, when I said, are you ready to shift? And he said, yes. And I said, why? All of a sudden he broke down because he said, my wife, my children have gone through so much suffering over the last several years and supported me in what I'm doing. And I said, you know, that's your passion. That's your purpose. You're there to make a difference. But, you know, in this case, I said to him, I said, you're playing way too small. And if you're stuck in your life, here's what I find every single time. If you're stuck in your life, if you're just going through mediocre, just thinking everything is okay, but you really know inside it's not okay, you're being called to a higher level of consciousness. You're being called to stretch yourself. You're being called to make that phone call you don't want to make. Or you're being called to let go of that friendship that you know isn't working. Or you're being called to let go of that old habit that's not supporting you. You're being called to maybe bring some amazing new friendships in your life. You're being called to let go of the limitations of your life. And we're all on that journey. I'm on this journey with you. I continue to be called to stretch myself in ways that they don't always feel good. But I've done it enough time and time and time again that I do know the darkest hour is just before the dawn. And when things start to look really negative, that's the time that things are going to get better and better and better. Listen, I wrote a book around this to support you on your journey every single day. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. You can find that book on thecouragetochangeeverything.com, thecouragetochangeeverything.com. And I wrote that book for one reason. I want to support you to become all you can be. And I know that we don't need support once a week or once a month or once a lifetime. We need it every single day in the good times and the bad times. So get that book, The Courage to Change Everything. And what it is daily strategies. Every single day I give you some wisdom. I give you some information that's going to move you into action. And hopefully I give you some time with yourself to really take your life to the next level. So again, I hope you'll get that book. All righty. I want to say this. We, all of us, including myself, must rise up to meet our challenges, ascend our thinking, change the conversations, and expand our courage. We do this by moving past our disappointments, our pain, our struggle, and by surrendering to the force of good or God and finding our passion so that we never, never, never give up. You can find Voices of Courage at voicesofcourage.us. All of our past shows are up there, voicesofcourage.us. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.